Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What company do you think has the best chance of changing the world in the next over the next 20 years?
I am in love with Starlink. I really think Starlink is going to be like this generation's version of AOL. And I think people forget like how big AOL was. They got the like middle of America connected to the internet. I think this global access at high speeds, and you can take fast internet capability with you anywhere, it's going to change the game. And this is a great infrastructure project as well. Like, I felt like in a social media era, all the capital was going to people that built social media apps. And now that their business model is dying a little bit, or like the predominant players are there and they're not going to be moved, I think Elon did a great job in building something that's needed. No one's using landlines, but you kind of need that infrastructure of telecom there. He's built a sexy telecom so if we go to the desert and go to Burning Man, we can still stream and be connected to our loved ones, or go to Abu Dhabi or Lake Como, right? If we get a better driver of the boat, we probably can do the show from the boat. So I think this is one of the brands that is going to do incredibly well. I'm excited about the IPO. We talked about Stripe before. They missed their window. I don't think Elon, given some of the issues that he's had with Twitter, he's going to make up for that loss on Twitter for sure with Starlink. SpaceX, I don't know if they're going to let him break through the firmament. But Starlink is going to be a star IPO, star brand, and I think it's going to be a company that actually does change the world.
I think Neuralink is something that is going to change the world. Yeah, when you talk about, you know, pretty much a computer inside your head, there's so much endless possibilities. I was just thinking, you know, being out here, and what if there was, you could put a chip in your brain and you could speak every language in the world, right? How convenient would that be? As opposed to trying to use a translator or trying to learn a language. It takes years to learn languages, like, because, you know, most people outside of America know at least two languages. Most Americans only know English. But imagine if you could just put the chip in your brain and go to Japan and just speak fluent Japanese and understand it as well. There's endless possibilities. Extremely dangerous, obviously, and scary. But once again, Elon Musk, guy's got his hands in everything. If you really think about it, it's kind of scary that when you look at, you know, the two companies that we just named, we didn't even talk. Yeah. We didn't even talk about SpaceX. that's another one, you know. So it's like, you know, he could potentially have four of the most powerful companies in the world.
Mm-hmm. Are you done? I wasn't sure.
No, yeah. I'm just saying, if he has four, I don't think that's ever been done before in human history. Mm-hmm. No. One person controlled, you know, four companies, multi-billion dollar valuations, and so powerful, from transportation to human brain networking to internet.
Yeah.
yeah.
When you put it like that, and that's an index, like for one person to own, those could be the big four by 2050 or 2040.
Yeah. Did you see where he traveled today?
Where is he?
So we traveled today?
No, where is he?
He is in Israel. He said that he wants to help rebuild Gaza. I digress. But I know you want to comment on that.
So why is he in Israel if he wants to rebuild Gaza?
Well, he's meeting with Prime Minister.
He should stay out of this. He should stay out of that situation.
That's where he's at today.
His best bet is just to shut up when it comes to geopolitical politics, because he's trying to do damage control, and he should just stay focused on what he needs to stay focused on.
You think it's a PR move?
I think it's 100% a PR move as far as him going to Israel. Obviously, you know, everything that happened on Twitter last week, and everybody was calling him anti-Semitic. So I think he's trying to save face. But I just think he just does a lot of unnecessarily. He does things that are unnecessary and causes a lot of issues for himself unnecessarily. I get that he's a celebrity and he's playing to that. And he's the biggest, you know, business personality in the world. I understand, like, you know, it's valuable to his brand, but I think it's a thin line between being a celebrity and just, you know, putting yourself in a situation where you have to, you know, now you got to try to fix what you said and try to get back sponsors and show face and do it. It's just like
going back to your Elon and Kanye point.
Yeah, for sure.
I will take those are great companies that you both named. I was thinking along those same lines, but I think I was thinking Microsoft, but I'm going to go with Google, just because the level of infrastructure, the ability to create product, the innovation, and we talked about it last week, where even we were speaking about ChatGPT as an idea. Well, where was it birthed? Right before OpenAI was a company, the idea was at Google. DeepMind was at Google, still is. And so we're talking about infrastructure, product, but the most important thing that they have that only Zuckerberg can really challenge is data. Nobody has more than them, right? They can challenge Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg, obviously, with Facebook. And so they have the key components, the digital gold of our generation. They have the key to it. They have the ability to put out product in this AI space, right? Because even when we talk about the competitors, who's in the AI space? We talk Microsoft with OpenAI. But Google's been there from the beginning. And so they have the board. They have great leadership. I think we haven't seen the best of what's to come from Google. And that's saying a lot with it being one of the best seven companies by market cap in the country. I think we haven't seen that go-to product from them yet, right? Like the Pixel's a cool phone, but they don't have the product. And so maybe not putting a chip in your brain. But what if there was a device that, and we saw that, right? That you put a device on you that translates for you right there, that's less invasive, right? Because some people will want to have the chip in their brain, but there'll be a bunch of people that say that's too invasive. But having a product, right? Like the Apple has the iPhone. What is Google's product? I think they have the ability to do that with their level of talent that's inside that company. So I would say Google.
It's a nice lineup: Neuralink, Starlink, Google.
Well, Alphabet.
Hard to lose. Or Alphabet, yeah. Hard to lose.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.